Illinois property taxes punish the most vulnerable the most, like widow Mary Pay.
They just keep on going up and up, so that means my mortgage payment goes up, and it's kind of hard. What are they doing for us? Nothing.
66-year-old Chicago resident Linda Jay had to take a second job just to pay her property taxes.
Mine is $7,000 a year. If I wasn't still working, I'd be screwed. Even at retirement age, I'm getting my Social Security, but I still have to work, and I'm working two jobs.
Rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, you will not be spared the financial disaster the highest property taxes in the nation inflict. The good news is there's a group of independent candidates who aren't financed by Madigan or Rauner. They're working people, taking up our fight to lower your property taxes. They made a life in Illinois, and the hell if they're going to let politicians take it away. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org for information on the candidates leading the revolt. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org to hear your neighbor's stories and share your own. SaveYourHomeNow.org isn't just a website. It's a battle cry.
Liberty Principles paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its content, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Science in, perform it out.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com station. WSCR at HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Patrick Auto Group.
Joe's doing all the talking.
Joe Madden.
It's a great time to just, like, talk about stuff.
World Series winning manager.
I don't understand the negative mindset whatsoever. I don't understand pessimism. I don't know enough to be pessimistic, quite frankly.
Connoisseur of fine art.
The David's all about pitching. The Salvador Dali's all about catching. The Mona Lisa, she's about putting the art back into the game and about defense because Renaissance chicks dig the leather.
Joe Madden with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Tuesdays at noon, we talk to the skipper of the Chicago Cubs, Joe Madden, who is on Twitter at CubsJoeMad with two Ds, and he joins us now. Joe, how are you?
Good, guys. How you guys doing?
Good. Feels kind of playoffy a little bit at Wrigley Field with some big-name pitchers, you know, going again tonight with Hamels and DeGrom, and there was Syndergaard there yesterday. So does it feel that way from the dugout?
I hate to say it, but it always does. I mean, our ballpark is different. I've already talked to Kinsler the other day and as well as Murph. They're so impressed with the general weeknight crowd where the place is packed. It's alive all the time. You're right. I mean, Syndergaard versus Johnny, absolutely. But I'm here to tell you, our fans create that vibe on a nightly basis. The ballpark itself with the Ricketts family has done to this place. It's just phenomenal. So we feel that way kind of every night.
Yeah, Joe, so we had the event at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern yesterday with Kinsler and with Hamels and with Jesse Chavez, all of them newcomers into the team. And all three of them, right? I mean, all three of them mention how much an event games are, whether it's a day game on a Tuesday or whether it's a night game on a weekend or, you know, an ESPN game, something like that. And I've always kind of thought, oh, some of that is a little bit of glad handing toward fans and some of that is, you know, players saying what they need to say, but it really seemed like all of them were taken aback by how much an event it can be out there. And I was kind of surprised. You talked to them about, hey, this is now, you know, the third deck is on, but also it's a different atmosphere here.
Yeah, and these aren't first timers. I mean,
right.
These guys have all been around a bit. And that's my, I didn't even know you had that conversation. My thoughts are independent of that. I'm telling you, we're not just glad handing. We're not just trying to play to the crowd. We're not at all. We're telling you the truth. It is different. What the Ricketts family have done here, the ballpark itself, the improvements made, the fan base, and how everybody reacts creates an atmosphere nightly that is the equivalent of a playoff game. It doesn't matter who we're playing. And that's why we have a great record at home, and it's awesome. But I do believe that when teams come in here, especially if they've not been doing well, they definitely feel like it might be their playoff time. So really respect all of that about what we do and how we do it here, and it's a tribute to the ownership group and the city itself.
Our conversation with Joe Madden at the top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. College football kicks off this week. Don't miss Coach Fitz and the Wildcats at Ryan Field this fall when they host Michigan, Notre Dame, and more. Season and singles game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. Before we get into some more baseball stuff, Chris Bryant is back playing the actual game again at Iowa. He is trying to keep two hands on the bat, at least when he's practicing, as I heard you say, want him to hit naturally when he's up there. So as we start our injury updates, what are the reports you got on KB?
Good. He went through it really well last night. He's going to go after it again today. I think he's, but he DH'd yesterday. He's going to play the field today, I think. Nothing negative, nothing bad. I'll get more when I get in there today from the training staff regarding if he's sore or whatever. That's my bigger concern. He's going to hit. He'll hit when he gets back up here. It's a soreness, stiffness, having not played in a bit, the reaction to the day. Those are the kind of things you got to work through. That's why spring training is so important. But I'm certain that he's not far off if, in fact, he's feeling well, which I think he is.
Is he essentially determining how long he's going to be rehabbing?
Pretty much. I mean, again, he's been taking a lot of BP. He's been taking his ground balls. He's been throwing the baseball. He's been doing everything he needs to be doing. So it's just timing, seeing the baseball, slowing it down a bit. And I brought that up the other day. I do believe sometimes when guys get in a situation where they've been out for a bit, the adrenaline is so strong when you play that everything does slow down. It kind of works opposite of what you may think. So hopefully that's going to happen with KB. He's never been injured before, though, so he's never had to go through this process. This is something new for him. So let's play it out. Yeah, he doesn't have to be there long. It's just a matter of when he feels right.
What about Brandon Morrow, Addison Russell, Tyler Chatwood? Let's run down the list of the rest of the walking wounded here.
They're all just progressing. I can't give you an exact time when they're going to be back. Nobody's had any regression. It's all moving forward. Again, once they're all back, oh my God, I mean, all the different, trying to fit all the different moving pieces in there is going to be difficult and fun at the same time. But they're all progressing. Addison's getting better. Morrow threw and he felt pretty good. But again, I have no final timelines with anybody.
We have followed all sides of the Daniel Murphy acquisition story, as complicated a story as it is, and just still trying to find out how it happened and what was discussed, understanding that there was some baggage there. I mean, we go back to 2015, and I was reading some articles from back then where Outsports magazine at the time, they characterized some of these bigoted comments as making him the poster child for homophobia. We know that he's talked to Bill Beane. What was discussed ahead of time, considering the fact that the Cubs are a team with an openly gay owner?
Well, I mean, first of all, the fact that he's available to us was kind of astonishing. Second of all the other components of this, all the other moving parts, I wasn't even aware of these comments from the past, quite frankly. And then when it did occur, when we did acquire him, all of a sudden it did resurface. We did talk about it via conference call. The whole group did. So everybody became aware of what had been said and what had been done about it. I will say this. I know Billy Beane very well. Billy and I go way back. He was actually a player in the Angel organization when I was the minor league hitting instructor. And I got to know Billy well. He's actually been the Hazleton as a part of our banquet to talk about inclusion and anti-bullying, et cetera. And Billy and I are good friends. So when he got involved, apparently with Daniel a couple of years ago, I feel pretty comfortable and confident that they talked things through. And it's just an educational process. It's just about talking to people, coming to some common ground, et cetera. So for me, I'm really pleased with the fact that Daniel's had conversation with Billy, our organization, obviously with Laura. We're impacted by this discussion too, and Laura signed off. She's outstanding. So again, it's one of those things I think's made more of it than that's necessary. We'll continue to move on. Daniel has opinions on different things. He's a grown up and we all do. So I think it's moving along well, and I'm really happy that Billy's got involved, and I think we're progressing well, and Daniel's been a big part of our clubhouse in a positive way, very, very quickly actually.
So Joe, obviously I know things that are said in the clubhouse stay there, and that's all well and good. You have mentioned, though, that you've been surprised and really impressed by some of the conversations that your team has had, like the topics that they've been talking about. Does that make you more comfortable, maybe, that you've got a, I don't know, for lack of a better term, grown-up clubhouse and what they're comfortable talking about with each other, to have a guy like Daniel and his past come into a situation like that?
Well, again, it's... I told you about that. You're right. From spring training on, I've been very proud of our guys and the openness and the frank discussions they have among one another. I also like the idea that when you do have a frank discussion among each other, obviously you're not going to agree on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is, especially when you get such a diverse culture as a major league clubhouse. I love the idea that they're able to sit down and speak, and then maybe I don't totally agree with your concepts or your ideals, but I could cohabitate with you because I've had this discussion. We know each other's stand, and we're trying to teach each other to be more tolerant and to come together as a group. That's what we do. And I wish the country would be more reflective of that, where we just become bipolar, and all of a sudden, if I don't agree with you, then I don't like you. It's really a bad method. I don't understand that whatsoever. So I love the way our clubhouse operates. Our guys do interact extremely well. They have adult conversations, and just because they disagree doesn't mean they don't like each other.
And Daniel Murphy at the top of the lineup, I don't know if it's coincidental or if it's causal, but he arrives, and all of a sudden, the offense that we were just talking about a week ago, that you were a little concerned about this, the dormancy, no longer so dormant. A lot of it is the arrival of Murphy, and a lot of it is a binging Anthony Rizzo that you said you thought might be coming.
Yeah, listen, it's not coincidental. Daniel's really set a wonderful tone for the entire group. I just had to decide where to hit him, and I thought putting him at the top of the batting order, he could set a great example for the rest of the group, and they need to see at-bats like his, and they need to see at-bats like Zobrist. And now Anthony is really putting it all together at the right time. And then, of course, you eventually get KB back, and the lineup lengthens even further. All this stuff is valuable to us moving forward. But, yeah, I don't think it's a coincidence at all. He works such a professional at bat, and he's willing to share his thoughts and ideas about hitting to the entire group. I watch him. I watch him speak with everybody. I've spoken with him. It is a very straightforward, matter of fact, the discussion. And he is all business when he takes the field, man. He does, like, even that stolen base yesterday against Syndergaard, back before that, when he was on base, they threw over a couple times. He's not going. The next time, first pitch, he knows he's going to be slow to the plate. I mean, the guy's just locked in. He's a good baseball player. And from what I'm seeing, I totally believe he's a great teammate.
So, Joe, we were talking yesterday on the show about how good the combination of a couple of your bullpen guys have been, Chavez and Cishek and
Edwards,
all put together, the three of them, and just being, you know, absolutely lights out. I was wondering if you could kind of spin the wheels with us a little bit last night as you guys are, you know, facing a tough moment with Strope and then Wilson and then Chavez. How quickly do you move through some of those permutations of coming out of bullpen? How many batters ahead were you in that situation? It seemed like that was really something where you had to juggle quite a bit.
Honestly, that's not just there. That's an inning or two in advance. So you start looking at the names, you start counting numbers, start counting outs, and then you watch your guy. I mean, Strope, by walking Batista there, that sent out a little bit of a red flag. Just the fact that how badly he was missing, and then Lewicki puts the ball in the air with the base hit. I didn't like that at all. And he just looked like he was a little bit of a hurry last night. Strope did. Loved Wilson on Bruce. So just the pitch, the slider or cutter, whatever, that just laid up in the zone that caused a single. Wasn't expecting that because I really think his fastball played right there. But then nevertheless, you get the bases loaded. Now, you can't do all that without Chavez lurking in the wings. You just can't do that. I probably would have stuck with Strope longer or had left Wilson in, one of the two. Chavez has really permitted us to think differently during the course of the game. So, yeah, if he had been in the game earlier, Chavez, then that inning would have worked differently at the end. When you have that kind of ability, then you could think differently as the game progresses. So by not having to use him earlier in the game, I'm able to plot out the eighth and the ninth inning knowing that he is there. And that's it. I mean, you got to watch your guys. You got to see what's going on. You got to feel it. I'm all about feel, and that's why I stand up when I'm not sequestered in the dugout. I got to feel what's going on. People may argue, well, what the heck are you talking about? I'm just telling you. I got to feel what's going on. And last night, part of it was your head. Part of it was with feel. And I thought it was not Strope's night. And the fact that Chavez really knows what he's doing out there permits you to bring him in.
What are your cues that help you determine it's not his night?
Like I said,
specifically or, you know, with
walking, okay. Walking quickly, just walking Batista quickly. And the Plawicki, I mean, Strope's a really heavy ground ball guy, and elevate the ball to the point where Plawicki's able to put the ball with the second baseman set into the outfield. That's what I'm talking about. Did not like that.
Okay.
Here comes Jay Bruce. Winds, like, ferociously blowing out to the outfield. And I wanted to hopefully have Wilson overpower him and just – we have a contact bullpen, but in that situation, I can see Wilson totally striking out Bruce, but it just didn't happen. But that's what you're looking for. You're looking for no contact whatsoever. Now, with Chavez, with the last two guys, Rosario and Austin Jackson, not looking for the punch-out. I mean, Chavez puts the ball on the ground too, but he gets punch-out, making good pitches. So that's what you think about. It's not just so cut and dried. Everybody – thinks they can run bullpens and they understand what's going on all the time. If you don't have that one anchor at the end of the game, which we don't right now, then it's actually kind of even better sometimes. You can mix and match, especially based on the fact that we have a contact bullpen.
Have you seen this Bob Nightingale USA Today piece about managers and salaries and futures, et cetera?
I have not.
Okay, I don't know your relationship with Bob Nightingale, but I know he's been around a long time, and he wrote this, and I'm quoting directly from this. It says, Joe Maddon wants to continue managing. If the Cubs fail to make the playoffs or go out quickly, his fate is tenuous. Several baseball executives told USA Today on the condition of anonymity. I don't even know what the follow-up question is there to you directly, but regarding your future, are we there yet now as you go into the last year of a deal in talking about it and speculating about this? Does it reflect anything going on behind the scenes?
Anytime I have to worry about what Bob Nightingale writes or anybody else writes, then I should just pretty much hang things up anyway. No, that means nothing. That is actually dumb. So it's hard to comment on something. You know, a lot of times these guys write things just in order to get a reaction, and they're looking to, you know, further this or hits online, whatever you want to call it. So I know Bob really well, and I have no idea why he would write something like that, but it really doesn't impact me whatsoever. It's just something to write, and I can't really be concerned about it.
So when do you actually start talking to Theo and Jed about what's next?
When they're ready. I'm fine. I've got another year on my contract. That's the way this thing works. When you have time left on a contract, then you have time left on a contract. That's up to the people that are running an organization to determine when that's the appropriate time to do things like that, not me. And I'm very confident in what I do and how I do it. I think not only from the perspective of job and security as well as employment security. Employment security would be an industry-wide confidence based on what you've done in the past. So this is something that organizations do. I have a contract. I'm fine. And I just got to – all I'm worried about today is putting the lineup together versus the Grom, and I'm not necessarily concerned about a next contract.
One of the other things in that piece was kind of a looking at how managers' jobs have changed over the last, I don't know, X amount of time or whatever. What would you say, Joe, is the biggest change you've had to really bring to the table, maybe in an everyday sense, over the last, I don't know, 5-6 years? Let's take your time in Tampa into here and meld that together.
Well, first of all, it's really pretty much a media circus is what it is. You have to be able to, you know, kind of be the spokesman for the organization at least twice a day and sometimes more than that, for instance, like right now.
Yeah.
The part about what we do and what I do that never is spoken about, which is really baffling to me, is your ability to coach, your ability to teach, your ability to organize, your ability to communicate with a group of people. See, that's never discussed. And that's the part that's really baffles me in a sense also, is that when they report on the things that they report upon, they fail to really get into the substance of it. Nobody knows how good of a hitting coach I am, or how good of a pitching coach I am, or how good of a base running coach I am, or, you know, strategically wise, how I interact with the coaches and the players on a daily basis. See, everything that's reported is really superficial, just like the article by Bob Nightingale that's being validated by a bunch of non-confirmed sources. I mean, so these are the kind of things that I don't understand. When you read the papers, when you read things today, and you get unsubstantiated reports or non-vetted reports, and it's just somebody's conjecture based on attempting to make, I don't even know, just to write something or say something. It's really, it's a bad method, because baseball fans need to know what's going on and how it goes on, as opposed to the superficial nature that's being reported.
What's going on with your the rotation, the six-man move? Alec Mills threw very well in his start. Throwed, that's not a word at all, but he pitched better than I can speak. So there's another chance for him in the starting six now. How long do you stay with that?
I don't know. I mean, he did a great job. I'm sure you guys watched the other day. He was really composed, threw strikes, and had some really good hitters take bad swings. He struck out, Jeanette and Suarez back-to-back, mm-hmm. and that really made an impression on me early, because those two guys are as good as it gets. Cincinnati, we just beat them four in a row after they had beaten us four in a row earlier this year, and now all of a sudden we're supposed to beat them. But this team is really a very good offensive ball club, so he went out there and pitched really well against them. So we'll see. You know, let him keep going. Let's see how this all plays out. He's going to get another start tomorrow, but that's another one of my points. Listen, you just watch and you react and you try to determine, you know, where is Alec Mills at right now? Maybe he's turned a corner. And so give the guy a chance to turn that corner.
Now, this stretch is interesting here, looking at some of the pitchers that this Cubs lineup is going to face. Looking at some stars in here, if you're talking about not just DeGrom tonight, but Scherzer down the line, Aaron Nola coming up as far as the way it's setting up now. So I guess, what do they say, iron sharpens iron, and this is the kind of thing where the team with the best record in the National League can perhaps start to get some actual playoff preparation against the level of pitchers you're going to have to beat to win it all.
Yeah, it is good. It's very good, and it's good for us. We need to do that, and you have to pitch better than good pitching. We did it last night, Johnny versus Syndergaard. My God, what an arm that guy's got! Great delivery. And then we get to see DeGrom tonight. Jason Vargas, I know the numbers aren't good, but this guy can flip out a good one anytime. Fulton Evich is on Thursday in Atlanta. He's one of the better pitchers that nobody talks about in the entire National League, and then you go into Philadelphia. Right on. I mean, that's what you have to do to be a good playoff team is you have to beat better pitching, and I think our guys are really up for the task. Right now, coming off of those 5-1-1 games in a row, we're starting to look a little bit differently, and I think, like I've said before, Daniel's a big part of that. And hopefully getting a fresh KB back is going to even augment that more. So it's all good stuff, but you got to go out there and play the game one at a time.
Joe, as we let you go here, our colleague Bruce Levine had a report yesterday that said the Cubs are looking into making their own television network. We'll see if it pans out. I won't ask you to comment on the existence of a potential network, but if you were programming a TV network, what current player of yours deserves his own half-hour show? What former teammate of yours needs his own half-hour show?
Wow. Present player, Tommy La Stella.
Okay.
former player that would deserve the show would be, let me think.
What's the name of Tommy La Stella's show? Give us a little bit of the, like, whiteboard.
Is it a variety show?
It's like fishing with Tommy.
Is he like Ed Sullivan? Is he introducing acts, or is he doing bits?
No, it would be almost like Dr. Phil.
Oh, cool.
Dr. Tommy. Like, he's going to have... He's going to analyze everybody on the couch every day. So Dr. Tommy would be a great name for his particular show. Past players, I'd love to see Carl Crawford.
Really?
I love Carl. Carl is funny. He's outstanding. I'd love to see CC out there speaking his language. Carl's one of my favorite players I've ever had. Played hard every day. Really a funny guy. He's very underrated how funny he was. So let's go CC, former player, and Dr. Tommy, present player.
Yeah, I keep picturing in reality it's going to be painting with David Ross, dancing with David Ross, cooking with David Ross. David Ross goes to the movies, David Ross's book club.
And wine with Joe Madden.
Yeah, right, and then Joe Madden drinks wine and comments on it. No?
People have heard enough of me. Let's move it on to Tommy and CC.
It's going to be fun no matter what. Yeah, I'm in. Joe, thanks. We'll talk again next week.
You well. Take care, man. Thanks.
That is Joe Madden, the manager of the Chicago Cubs. I don't think he likes the Bob Nightingale article very much.
Seems as though he didn't give it a lot of credence.
Yeah, I'm not much of a detective, but I picked up on the kind of reacted strongly to that.
Get the hell out of here with that. That's essential.
Fired up.
Yeah.
Very.
Very much so. What did you think? 312-644-6767. I want to get your reaction to that and everything else. You just heard from Joe Madden. He's, you never know. Ask and you get stuff. Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Cubs fans, listen to every Cubs game here.
Schwarber could hit one onto Sheffield Avenue today if he gets a hold of one.
Hale drives one in the air, right field and deep. Back goes Schebler to the wall.
That's a pretty good call right there. It didn't quite make it to the street, but we'll take the two runs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute fueled by Valero. Top-tier certified quality fuel from Valero keeps engines running cleaner, better, and longer. Manu Ginobili joined Tim Duncan in retirement yesterday, meaning that Tony Parker is now the only remaining member of the San Antonio Spurs trio that won 4 NBA titles together, still playing. Ginobili didn't play in the NBA until he was 25. He quickly made his mark, combining with Duncan, Parker, and the about-to-retire David Robinson to win the championship in 2003. After Robinson left, the remaining three won three more titles and helped ensure Greg Popovich's place in the basketball pantheon. Ginobili never had overwhelming numbers. His career average was 13.3 points per game, but he was remarkably consistent. He was also part of the Argentine team that won the Olympic gold medal in 2004. Hall of Famer? Says here, yes. I'm John Feinstein.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. When it comes to business lending, we're all about finding solutions. I'm here with Brian Vandewall of Vandewall & Associates. We help Brian secure long-term SBA financing for both real estate and operating capital.
The Byline Small Business Capital team was able to provide me the opportunity to be more creative and branch out into more markets because I had the proper financing mechanism. Instead of looking at our assets as a service business, the Byline Small Business Capital team looked at our cash flow, looked at our projections, and really saw the need to grow. I think the decision-making process was quite amazing how fast it happened. They asked for all the right information of a small business, analyzed it quickly, had the leadership to make quick decisions, and that's not typical for a lender.
Byline Bank. We make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
I lived in Grays Lake, and I have sold and moved out of the state.
Billy V is a union employee. He left Illinois because he couldn't afford to pay $9,000 a year in property taxes on his $200,000 townhome in Grays Lake. Tony S.'s home in Park Ridge is being liquidated by the government to pay for someone else's pension.
I'm paying between $13,000 and $14,000 a year in property taxes, which is insane. I mean, I can't save for my retirement. They're basically stealing my equity from me.
Rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, you will not be spared the financial disaster the highest property taxes in the nation inflict. The good news is there's a group of independent candidates who aren't financed by Madigan or Rauner. They're working people taking up our fight to lower your property taxes. They made a life in Illinois, and the hell if they're going to let politicians take it away. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org for information on the candidates leading the revolt. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org to hear your neighbor's stories and share your own. SaveYourHomeNow.org isn't just a website. It's a battle cry.
Liberty Principles paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its content, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
There are two kinds of people, those who go home to change and those who roll with the times. Wrangler makes jeans for the second group, the trendsetters, the mavericks, the leaders of the pack, those who are bound by nothing. From bull riders to rock stars, from work life to nightlife. You roll with the times? Yeah, so do we. With new styles and great fits. Wrangler. Real, comfortable jeans.
Right now at Sprint, get the super powerful new Samsung Galaxy Note 9 at 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. Plus, get annual upgrades with Galaxy Forever. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Note 9, $2,083 per month after $2,084 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line and 18-month lease. Early termination results and remaining balance due. Upgrade after 12 lease payments. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes. Requires qualifying plan. Subject to credit, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
If you're planning a bathroom update, chances are a boring vanity is not high on your list. At the Home Depot, it's not on ours either. Come in now or go online for up to 40% off a beautiful vanity you'd be proud to call your own. To match your style, whatever your style, and fit your budget perfectly. Sorry, not available in boring. Select vanities up to 40% off in-store, online, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th, Continental U.S. only while supplies last.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hey, hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like Flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
The Score's Lawrence Holmes on the Bulls.
It's been so nice going to Bulls games this year because for the first time in a long time, there's a lot of hope that goes along with these games. And it's fun to be back in the United Center watching what the Bulls can do. This is the place where you can hear all of that excitement go on. You get to hear the growth right here on 670 The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's radio home of the Bulls.
Deals at Meijer.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Anytime I have to worry about what Bob Nightingale writes or anybody else writes, then I should just pretty much hang things up anyway. No, that means nothing. That is actually dumb. So it's hard to comment on something. You know, a lot of times these guys write things just in order to get a reaction. And they're looking to, you know, further this or hits online, whatever you want to call it. So I know Bob really well, and I have no idea why he would write something like that, but it really doesn't impact me whatsoever. It's just something to write, and I can't really be concerned about it.
So when do you actually start talking to Theo and Jed about what's next?
When they're ready.
Well, no one's going to top that.
Nope, that about does it. Our conversation with Joe Madden every Tuesday is always an enlightening one, an entertaining one.
Asked and answered.
It is far-reaching, and he has no problems answering whatever questions are out there from us or from other people. And he lets you know what he thought about the report from Bob Nightingale that cited some unnamed executives in baseball saying that Joe Madden, should he be boosted from the playoffs early or not make it at all, might be a little bit on the, you know, on the wobbly chair. Not the case, says Joe. Couldn't be farther from the truth or further from the truth. He's good to go.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. The Wildcats have the best home schedule in the nation this fall, hosting Michigan, Notre Dame, and more at Ryan Field. Tickets to both games are available with season tickets only. Buy now at nusports.com. And part of it, too, it's just the article's written about why spend so much money on a manager when you can get the same results from a less expensive manager. They don't mean as much. The front offices make most of the decisions anyway. So why wouldn't you just get the cheap non-union equivalent, essentially? It's like the Cubs are about to start their own television network.
Yeah, there's a whole product there, right?
The programming. He's your front man. He's your star. That's the guy. You don't have to worry about getting injured. You don't have to worry about getting traded. You always tell the old joke used to be when the coach or manager is on the cover of the media guide.
Yeah.
That's when you've got a team in flux. Because the one thing you know is going to be there, not that anybody comes out and buys tickets to watch somebody coach or buys tickets to watch somebody manage, but you know, the solidity that he gives you, that the strength that he gives your programming base, the fact that he's always going to be there for you, that's part of that. I don't think you go into that venture without him.
Even when you do have marketable stars, and the Cubs certainly have plenty of them, you just go down the list, right? I mean, Javi Baez was the most liked player by everybody in all the kids playing the Little League World Series, right? He had the top vote getter there.
Yeah, remember, it was Javi Baez, it was Mike Trout, and then it was the guy that might be Cole Hamels' cousin.
That's right. Brandon Kinsler was the next guy on that list. But you've got marketable stars, whether it be from the early 20s into the late 20s, and Rizzo's about to turn 30. I mean, you got all those guys up there who are able to do that. But you have to, if you're going to create this network, which is what our colleague Bruce Levine was reporting yesterday, that the Cubs are branching off and creating their own television network, creating their own content, all that kind of stuff, which they'll have to do. You have to have willing participants. I mean, what if your big time superstar doesn't feel like doing shows, doesn't want to expose
himself? What if it's Mike Trout?
Himself? Yeah, what if they're just not into it? What if they're into it and bad at it? You know what I mean? Like, how much can you really cover up for a situation like that? Joe seems to, at least in the past, have been a willing participant, and though he said he wasn't, you know, into a whole half-hour show then, and maybe you do get Tommy La Stella to do a sit-down How about that Dr. Phil type show with Tommy LaStella?
I didn't,
would not have guessed.
Didn't think. I know that Tommy is maybe just sort of leaning into it a little bit, just embracing his role as team therapist.
Might as well. I mean, if that's your thing. I mean, he's been through plenty
that's
about
what, I mean.
What you want to play baseball. Do you have to play baseball? What's life without baseball look like for you as a person?
Yeah, he had sort of a professional identity crisis upon being sent down.
Some
and
deep
resisted.
Questions to have to answer.
That is the, if I were handicapping the names that Joe Maddon would have mentioned, that would have been way down the list.
Oh, yeah.
I would never have thought that.
No, like go through all those bullpen guys who are organizing musical chairs in the bullpen after a home run before you get to him.
And also, we didn't spend a whole lot of time on it, but did we see the thing that Chavez was talking about that he was teasing yesterday?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's...
I don't think it was unveiled. I didn't see anything that was... Because he was like just elated about this next plan.
Yeah, this was something more. Because he had said, you asked about the musical chairs.
I did. It was inspired.
And Chavez said that was mine.
Yeah.
I did that. So but apparently something's still being workshopped.
Right.
It's still on the backstage.
And we asked whether the bullpen
theater.
Attendants were going to be used in this sort of thing. We didn't see that last night, right? So
right.
Hopefully they're going to use bullpen attendants. And Kintzler, Cole Hamels' cousin, was all about dragging fans from outside the bullpen into the celebration.
Yeah, he had a great idea. He said, because they're right there. You can kind of look
in. And snag
one. He was going to grab, and I thought it could be something you could auction off for charity, or it could be something you could actually get sponsored and sell, this idea of letting civilians in on a home run celebration.
The newest, hottest nightclub in Chicago is just outside the Cubs bullpen, where you could be grabbed into a party.
Allen and Crown Point. You're on Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how many roster players that Joe's going to have on for a playoff team. And it seems to me that Tommy LaStella is going to be left off the list. So I'm just wondering what you guys may think about it. Bear with me a minute. I'll read you my roster players who are going to make it. You want me to do that?
I don't know that we need. I don't think we need the full 25.
Yeah.
But... No, just the roster players, the position players.
Okay, let me just ask you this. Who do you have left off the roster of note?
Yeah, that's a quicker way to do it.
LaStella.
So
that was really quick.
LaStella is the only name that you have not on there. So I assume David Bodie becomes your super reserve then. But I will tell you this.
I have to do some math real quickly here.
Isn't he leading the league in pinch hits?
LaStella? Yes.
Yeah.
Tommy LaStella started a game against the Pirates that was win or go home.
Yeah, here's why Tommy LaStella is likely to be on the playoff roster.
To let you know where Joe values him.
They love a left-handed bat that can hit against high leverage velocity bullpen arms. He can hit, they call him 3 a.m. because he can get out of bed at 3 a.m. and hit fastballs.
Yep.
And hard fastballs.
From that side of the plate.
Correct.
Against, in most some circumstances, against left-handed pitchers.
This is what I mean. High leverage playoff bullpen arms, his bat can catch up to it. That's why I think it is as marketable and important a postseason skill as somebody in his position could possibly have.
It really kind of comes down, it's a good question, Alan, and I think, you know, really, we're probably 3-4 weeks away from being able to come close to answering it because of the way Joe's going to play with his rotation here over the next couple of weeks. You know, we asked him about the 6-man rotation, how long he's going to play that out, and he gave us the we'll see, which is his prerogative as a manager. But you know, how short do you want to go in that rotation? How many starters are you willing to take? Do you have to take? Probably 4, like always. Do you put that 5th in? Is Jesse Chavez enough, you know, to give you the rest of the length in that bullpen that you're looking for? His bullpen decisions to me are potentially far more interesting, especially if you don't have Brandon Morrow back, which is possible. Plus, you got to find out what percentage of Chris Bryant can remain healthy once he gets back. I mean, we're taking it as a given that once he comes back, he's back. We don't know that to be the case. You know, I mean, let's just deal with the injuries you've got, much less the injuries you may pick up down the stretch. I think it's a good question to ask. I think your point about Tommy LaStella, Dan, is a good one. It's a veteran bat. He's valued quite highly before. That might put David Bodie out of a spot. But I think we're still 3-4 weeks away from really being able to intelligently answer it because Joe's got so many more options to play with.
When we come back, we are going to give away something real special. This is really cool. Harbor Shores Hotel in downtown Lake Geneva is going to send you on a road trip to see the Northsiders take on Milwaukee. So what this is, it's an overnight stay for two at Lovely Harbor Shores and spending money to enjoy baseball in Milwaukee. So this is nice, and it might be sort of a higher stakes game because of the Brewers being where they are and the NL Central, the Cubs being where they are. So if you want to win this, you have to keep it right here on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Be square or be there.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6.
I gotta be honest, Mac. I don't care about the fans in the preseason. That's not Matt Nagy.
Well, I'm just giving you an explanation why some people are frustrated.
It's not Matt Nagy's job.
They owe you to do what they think is best to win football games in September, October, November, December, yeah, and eventually January.
Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Looking to refinance your home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg. Years ago, Team Hochberg helped Al secure his mortgage. So naturally, Al contacted Team Hochberg to refinance. No, he didn't. That's the problem. Al contacted his current mortgage holder, who thanked him for his years of paying his mortgage on time by declining his loan. So upset, Al then contacted Team Hochberg, which, say it with me, he should have done in the first place. Team Hochberg helped Al secure a cash-out refinance on both his home and investment property, which enabled him to pay off debt and lowered his payment over $2,000 a month. Let's review. Al's bank's closed-minded and inexperienced loan officer declined his loan, while Team Hochberg used the exact same information to refinance two of his properties, eliminate his debt, and save him over $24,000 a year. So if you'd like to see how Team Hochberg can help you use your home's equity to pay off your debt and lower your monthly payments, call Team Hochberg now at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 191.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Pros know there's more to a roof than shingles. That's why the Home Depot carries GAF's Lifetime Roofing System. From underlayment and leak barriers to shingles, ventilation, and more. Delivered right to your job site in job lot quantities. For complete roofing systems, get everything you need under one roof. Ours, the Lifetime Roofing System, exclusively from GAF and available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
There are two kinds of people. Those who go home to change and those who roll with the times. Wrangler makes jeans for the second group. The trendsetters, the mavericks, the leaders of the pack, those who are bound by nothing. From bull riders to rock stars, from work life to nightlife. You roll with the times? Yeah, so do we. With new styles and great fits. Wrangler, real comfortable jeans.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Right now at Sprint, get the super powerful new Samsung Galaxy Note 9 at 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. Plus, get annual upgrades with Galaxy Forever. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Note 9, $2,083 per month after $2,084 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line and 18-month lease. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Upgrade after 12 lease payments. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes. Requires qualifying plan. Subject to credit, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow.
That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
What a memorable moment off the bat of David Bodie. David Bodie, the guy who actually hit it, joins us again on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, as he did Friday when we were talking about some of these memorable moments. And David, you said that the July 26th game-tying home run in the ninth, just another game, just another moment, keep it even keel. And if you say the same thing about last night, I am not going to believe you.
Okay, you're right. I'll give it one day, and then tomorrow.
There you go. Thank you. Good job, David. That's awesome.
You know, my wife kind of brought that up to me. It's just saying, you know, sometimes baseball can just give you a moment to just enjoy. You know, just enjoy this time, this moment, this minute.
Dan Bernstein, now in middays, joined by returning Score guy Connor McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
All right, let's see how lucky you are and how good your dialing fingers are. Be the sixth caller to the contest line, 312-591-6700. Caller six. And Harbor Shores Hotel in downtown Lake Geneva will send you on a road trip to see the Northsiders take on Milwaukee. It's an overnight stay for two at Harbor Shores and spending money to enjoy baseball in Milwaukee. I love Milwaukee. I love Miller
Park.
It's
a great summertime town.
It's a great summertime town. It's a great ballpark. It's a great city. There's wonderful food. The art museum is world class. The whole little lakeshore walking area there, if you get that opportunity. It's also inexpensive as cities go, and you can have all kinds of family fun or not so family friendly fun.
You can pick both of those things.
You can do either one, but I'm a big Milwaukee fan.
If you're looking for a burger, you get the whole Sobelman's thing. If you're looking for a sausage, just anywhere in Miller Park is good. If you're looking for a beer, Carbon Four is around
there. We found a great breakfast place, and I forgot the name of the breakfast place, but it was a recommendation of the concierge at the Pfister Hotel on our way back home.
Pfister, the haunted one.
Yeah, it had, but this place had vintage pinball machines in it.
Cool.
It was almost like being in an old kind of, it had like a 1950s thing going on, and they made their own breakfast sausage. So I just got eggs and sausage and stuff. Yeah. But then they work, actual vintage pinball machines in working order that were through there. And I'm sorry, cool. I'm sorry I forgot the name of it, but it's outside of Milwaukee. It's just a great little joint.
No, that's a good summertime town. In the wintertime, you really got to know where you're going. It's more like a series of islands, Milwaukee. You know, you just go from one to the other, and don't ever go outside. A little bit of news popping across the Twitter wires. You see, Jose Bautista has now been picked up by the Phillies.
That was rumored to be happening.
Yeah, we were doing that a little bit last night on the television broadcast. That means that Jose Bautista, after spending 9 years, the better part of 9 seasons with the Toronto Blue Jays, has been on 3 AL East teams, NL East teams in 3 months.
Yeah, Joey Bats is on the weird end of career tour.
It's very strange. He played 40 games with the Braves and did not hit. He played 83 games with the Mets and did not hit. And now he'll go to the Phillies and potentially not hit there. He has slugged a little bit, so I'm not saying he's completely useless, but Jose Bautista still kicking around.
Well, we're entering emptying the notes package here. You speak of 83. The Chicago Bears number 83 is Javon Wims, our two-time Mastroli Award winner.
The Mastroli champion.
I was sent this note by Sean via email. Wims was drafted with the 7th round conditional pick from the trade with the Chargers for Dontrell Inman. The Wims pick would have transferred to the Chargers had Inman gotten 25 or more receptions for the Bears.
That's right.
He had 23.
That's right.
So because Dontrell Inman only had 23 receptions instead of 25, the Bears end up with a pick that becomes Javon Wims. So he adds here, keep in mind that fact, if Wims develops into something beyond just a two-time Mastroli Award winner.
What a great pickup, Sean.
Yeah, isn't that a really nice
catch?
That
is a damn good email. Well done, sir.
I didn't want to get to the end of the show without having done that. Nor did I want
top notch.
Nor did I want you to miss this as you talk about Twitter. Did you see what Zach LaVine did and what happened in response?
No, I did not see this.
You didn't?
No, I was cruising around on Twitter and doing some stuff,
it's
reading
glorious.
Some articles.
Okay, this
I read a John McCain obit that just had me reading for a real long time. That was less fun than this seems to be.
Okay. I was laughing out loud when I saw this reaction, and I saw the write-up by my guy Mark Strotman over at NBC Sports Chicago. He posted this story that he wrote. He says, a Twitter account linked to a seafood restaurant in Maryland. Now, this is a verified account. It's very active on Twitter. Have you seen Jimmy's Famous Seafood? Do you know of it?
No, but I will hop on right now and find Jimmy's Famous.
It's a hugely popular Twitter account. It's got 61,000 followers, and they're really into sports. They got a lot of sports connections. I often see it retweeted by Jason LaConfora.
Okay.
So people from around there know Jimmy's Famous Seafood.
Crab cakes and football. It's
a big Chesapeake
Bay
thing. And they strong opinions. They put themselves out there. And he said that Jimmy's Famous Seafood, their Twitter feed went berserk, firing off a hilarious round of insults, roasting anyone and everyone getting in their way. Said some of the best early roasts came at the expense of PETA, P-E-T-A, Terry's favorite group, and a Twitter user from Chicago took notice, and he asked if they could open up a shop in Chicago. So this was a Chicago area Twitter follower named Q, who said, just finished the red eye flight from Seattle to Chicago. Was sleepy as hell until I ran across Jimmy's Seafood repeatedly slaughtering PETA. I'm wide awake now. Hashtag open up shop in Chicago. So Jimmy's tweeted back. If MJ comes out of retirement to play for y'all again, we'll come along as part of the package too. So Q tweets back, how about Zach LaVine instead? Mike is 50 and probably 250. Hashtag no thanks. So Jimmy Seafood responds, how about you give us the 78 mil you wasted on LaVine and we give you free crab cakes for life?
Okay.
So somebody alerts Zach LaVine. Okay.
Someone's, so now he's in on it.
So somebody tells him. So Zach LaVine responds to that tweet directly, and he says, I'm allergic to shellfish anyway. Jimmy Seafood tweets back at him two words and defense. So now do you get all insulted? What do? How do you respond? Is this like a
Ask
Jimmy
Jabari Parker?
Right, Jabari Parker.
Not if you've seen him play defense.
Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler and Instagram and Gabrielle Union. So to Zach LaVine's credit, it was the double crying laughing emoji.
That's good.
Yeah. Because how else that is the proper way to respond. I'm allergic to shellfish anyway. And defense. Yeah. It's fine. I like when some of these businesses decide to get entertainingly aggressive. Whoever runs the Wendy's account,
they're on fire.
There was an exchange a couple of weeks ago where they were just dragging in everybody. I guess Steak and Shake was insulting Wendy's but subtweeting them. So Wendy's just went scorched earth flamethrower against Steak and Shake, and it was just playing one card and throwing it on the table after another, and then they tag in like Pop-Tarts got dragged in.
Pop-Tarts? Why would you drag the harmless little Pop-Tarts
in? No, it's just
this.
Like they sort of joined in because somebody thought it was just It was wild, and it's one of these threads that you're just following. You don't even know when it's going to end.
Meanwhile, all those brands are owned by InBev, and it's just corporate marketing. Back this one guy,
some guy in South Africa,
it's one guy
there,
just yelling at himself through some sort of Twitter portal over and over again. Oh, they'll love this. Oh, I'll come back with this over here. I don't think I've ever. No, I've been to a Steak and Shake once, despite all the travels I've done, you know, through that whole Steak and Shake belt, right? You know, in the middle of the country, I've only been once and had one shake. I have not had steak. I have one time been to a Steak and Shake.
Is it
endorsed by the Fats?
It was a Bourbon A thing.
Oh.
Is there, because the one right there.
Still there?
Right there at Armour Road.
We went by that. You're right.
So we would always go there, and we'd end up after, you know, back when we were young and weird and had screwed around and have
the hell
fun.
You want.
Yeah. And I that's where I was defeated by the 7x7. I could not finish it.
Pray tell.
Seven patties, seven slices of cheese.
Dear God.
With a ton of grilled onions.
And yeah, I don't know how anybody
could. I could not finish, but I blame Matt Abaticola for me not finishing.
Yeah, sounds right.
Because he's got this huge vegetable soup at Steak and Shake thing. The beef vegetable soup.
What?
And he kept telling me, get the vegetable beef soup. It's great. It's great. It's great. Get it.
Why
it's
would
great.
You eat soup?
I'm like, who eats soup at Steak and Shake? And grudgingly, because he was like all over me. And I said, fine. And you know what? It's phenomenal.
Really?
It's fantastic.
Huh.
And it's salty and umami filled. And it's proteiny and it's great. And I put that entire bowl of vegetable beef soup just to lay down the base before I went in on the 7-on-7. So I contend.
Sure. Yeah, you probably had a shot at the 7.
Connor, did you have to ask if we endorse Steak and Shake?
Well, I didn't know if it was any good or not. Now that I know it's got a 7 patty, 7 cheese burger, I know of course the fats are in on this.
It's cheap. It's delicious enough.
Consistent.
Yeah, consistent.
Well, that's what you want.
It's a different style of fries.
They feature milkshakes?
Yes.
I did like the Steak and Shake milkshake.
I'm a milkshake traditionalist more often than not.
Same. Same.
Like just vanilla. A vanilla milkshake.
No chocolate.
There's
sure.
Not much better.
Vanilla malt for the
yeah.
win.
Yeah.
I do like a good milk.
Or milf.
Yeah, I do like that too.
Vanilla malt.
Sure.
I almost always hear that done just chocolate and only chocolate.
Well, you're missing out, my friend.
No, if you want to get crazy, do the vanilla banana marshmallow malt.
I will eat marshmallow anything.
Yep, there you go.
Like, literally wrap something in marshmallow when I'm down.
Throw it into a malt, you're good to go.
Okay. I'm not much of a milkshake guy.
It'll stick to your ribs, this one.
Yeah, you were the same guy who one day after a show, you just said, I've got to go get a milkshake.
Now I got a thing
Nice. You needed a milkshake.
When I was working down south at the Guaranteed Rate, I would, you'd go out to center field and get the giant root beer float that they've got there. I could finish this thing. I eat ice cream faster than anybody can ever eat. Ed was worried about my health. He brought in Rainbow Cone one day and I ate it so fast. He literally made me sit down.
That sounds like a challenge.
I'd eaten it so quickly.
Mm.
I finished one of the giant root beer floats before I even got under the concourse there from center field to right. I can't stop myself. I cannot stop myself.
I've never been prouder.
Yeah, you're looking at him just so, kind of a tear in your eye. We are going to talk to McNeil and Parkins. They've got an interesting show because they are going to play Joe Madden's Bob Nightingale comments to Bob Nightingale in about an hour and a half.
Governor Dukakis, rebuttal?
Yep, and they're going to put him in the back of a tank. That's coming up on The Score.
Game one of the 2018 season is approaching, and The Score continues to follow the progress of Matt Nagy's new look Bears with the latest from Halas Hall and the practice field, including breaking news and daily live Bears reports.
We're still growing. Like I said, we're trying to get better every single day. So the more reps I get with these new guys within this new offense, we're still all learning. But we're getting there. We're getting closer and closer.
Football season is almost here. Get ready with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears.
Pros know there's more to a roof than shingles. That's why the Home Depot carries GAF's Lifetime Roofing System. From underlayment and leak barriers to shingles, ventilation, and more. Delivered right to your job site in job lot quantities. For complete roofing systems, get everything you need under one roof. Ours. The Lifetime Roofing System. Exclusively from GAF. And available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
An overflowing toilet can wreak havoc on your home. So today, I'll show you how to avoid a flood by installing the toilet in your bathtub. All you need is a plumber's wrench and a hose clamp. This easy modification not only stops flooding, it also cuts down on morning prep time.
You could try to protect your home with a tub toilet, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Cancer, we are your number one enemy. We are MD Anderson. We're fighting you with our exceptional team of doctors and nurses, advanced technology, groundbreaking clinical trials, innovative treatment options, and a collaborative approach to care. The University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on making cancer history. To make an appointment, call 1-855-894-0145 or visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Right now at Sprint, get the super powerful new Samsung Galaxy Note 9 at 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. Plus, get annual upgrades with Galaxy.